What's going on, successors? What's going on, successors? We're in for a phenomenal show today. Do you understand me? So looking forward to getting into today's content here on Wellness Wednesday on Speaker Success in the Morning. Don't touch that dial. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning, family. Glad to be here with you all this morning. Today is September 3rd, 2025, and it's a great day to be alive. Y'all, we're in Q4, all right? We're in Q4, so that means we got to tighten up, we got to button up, we got to get it together, and we got to roll throughout the rest of this year, okay? So, family, if this is your first time joining Speak Your Success, wanted to let you know a few ground rules, all right? The first thing is we're all about education, we're all about entertainment, and we're all about empowerment. It's the three E's. That's what you can expect to get from us every single morning here, Monday through Friday. Also, if you're streaming with us on YouTube, be sure to look to your right. You should see the right where the comments are going. You should see a dollar sign down there. Feel free, if the show or the episode blesses you, feel free to drop us a love offering. All right? Don't be stingy. Just feel free to drop us a little love offering. But don't feel pressed, okay? Don't feel pressed. But we appreciate everything that's given. The channel has been monetized here lately, so we are grateful for the support and for you all having gotten us to this point, okay? I'm Jonathan Jones. I have my co-host, producer Britt. She's not in today. She went to the Breezy concert last night, so she's not in. She went to the Breezy Bowl last night. All right, so she's not in, but no, we're going to catch up with her tomorrow and hear a little bit more about Breezy Bowl, and also talk a little bit about Law Talk with my father, attorney Fred Jones, which happens every single Thursday here on Speak Your Success. All right. So, family, what happened? What happened for me last night? Jonathan, what did you do last night? Well, last night, I didn't really do much of nothing, right? I didn't really do much of nothing. I've been preparing because I have a speaking engagement coming up. We'll have a speaking engagement coming up at the end of this week, because producer Britt and myself, we're about to do a series with a local high school here in Dallas. It's called Crossroads Academy. All right. So we're going to go ahead and partner with them, and excited about that. Really excited about that partnership, right? Being able to partner with Cornerstone Crossroads Academy, and we're going to be teaching them about podcasting, y'all. So that's super dope. And also next week, I'm going to then be going to Pennsylvania, because I'm going to be at Robert Morris University, and I'm going to be walking them through some mental performance, right? So how to help these student athletes be able to enhance their athletic ability and to be their optimal selves. So really, really excited about that. But that was the high point for me last night. Other than that, and yeah, I got to eat some papados yesterday. So not mad about that either, you know? Not mad about that either. But what we're going to do now, we're going to go ahead and dive into straight from the source. And today we're going to pick up still in Genesis chapter 2. And yesterday we learned a little bit about yesterday we talked, and we were in chapter 2 verse 15 about the man being in a garden, cultivating the garden, tending to the garden, handling business in the garden. Okay, you understand me? But today we're going to roll down, and we're going to be towards the bottom. We're going to be in verse 24. And today we're going to learn a little bit more about the man leaving and cleaving. Okay. Okay. Leaving and cleaving. And the text reads, right? For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. I'm going to rewind it just a little bit. And I'm gonna go right where we at? Right here. Verse 21. And the text says, so the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. And the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. Then the man said, at last, this is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. For this reason, man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become numero uno, one flesh. All right. One flesh. And the focus of the text today is going to be verse 24. And this is a very interesting text. And the reason I say that is because, yeah, we, you know, leave it. Now, I won't make it by nobody else. Won't make it general. Me personally, right? After I became married, then there was a point in time to where I had to realize that I am now leaving and separating from my parents, right? And this is the opportunity for my wife and I to establish a new primary unit of family, right? And the best example really happened for me in real time, because when my wife and I got married, we stayed in my childhood home to where I grew up in Garland, Texas, right? Had a lot of memories here, lived a lot of life here. And then we became married and then moved back into here, okay? But there were certain connections and certain attachments that came with me and her living in that house. So we had to leave that house. We ended up leaving that house and ended up finding our own home where we are now. Because this is the part about leaving and cleaving, right? Yes, if you have active parents in your life, or your parents that you're connected to, or those type figures in your life, yes, you still can be connected with them, have communication with them, and different things like that. But at the end of the day, you want to know and understand that, hey, if there's an issue that me and my wife are trying to navigate, or not necessarily an issue, but if there's something that, you know, your spouse and you are trying to navigate through, your parents can share insight if you ask for it. But if not, then y'all are the two who are deciding what's the law and what's the gospel in your house around that topic or around that thing, right? Y'all decide what is the lay of the land when it comes to that particular issue or that particular challenge or whatever it might be, right? So that's the leaving part. But then there's the cleaving part, where it talks about in the scripture of cleaving to his wife, right? And that ultimately talks about like a strong, it's like a strong lasting commitment. And it's a deep bond that's like beyond like dating, right? Because marriage and dating, two totally different things. Totally different. Like, because you can date somebody today and be like, ah, cool, I'm done with you tomorrow. All right, we're good. You know, we bump heads, we had a little issue. I'm good on dating you right now, okay? I'm going to go date somebody else. But when you're married, this is a bond. This is a covenant that you make to your spouse before God. So in terms of cleaving, right, just like I said, this is long-lasting commitment. This is, yeah, I'm mad at you, whatever. I go get a breather, but I come back and you still there. Because this is marriage. That's what marriage is, right? That's what marriage is. We get to see each other at the highest points. We get to see each other at the lowest points. And then the crazy thing is, we also begin to learn and see that our spouse is a mirror of ourselves. So if we have that funky attitude, have our nose up, act how we want to act, move how we want to move, well, guess what? Then your spouse might show you some of that same, okay? Because it's another thing being one flesh, right? One flesh. And this is a phrase that refers to ultimately not only just the sexual intimacy of the husband and the wife, but it's letting us know that this is a spiritual connection. This is a familial connection, right? So going into prayer to God, y'all are on one accord. going into prayer, covering your family, y'all need to be on one accord. So this is what when the Bible talks about leaving and cleaving, it's not just talking about some decisions like where y'all going to live or, you know, how active are we going to see our parents. It's no, okay, we got parents coming in town. How long are parents staying? What's the agreement? What we got going? What have we decided? How long can we allow people to be in our space, right? Because there's some things that you just have to decide for the betterment of the house, right? Like, have you ever realized that after a certain amount of time with people in your space, like, it can throw off the flow? Prime example. Okay, prime example. I love the grandparents that come and support our boys. Love them to life. However, sometimes when the grandparents come and support, sometimes they might throw off our son's schedule. Why? Because the grandparents are excited they get to see the baby boys. And then one other thing that they may or may not account for is they hold the baby, and then they might fall asleep with the baby. And then next thing you know, baby boy isn't in bed at his normal bedtime. Why is that? Because this is the way that because this is something that just occurs at times, right? This is something that occurs at times because families happy to see, you know, their grandbabies. They want to spend time with their grandbabies. Don't want to let their grandbabies out their sight, but there's still a process that happens here in this house, right? So lastly, one thing we have to know and understand about marriage, right? Marriage is a divine design. So in the verse, when it talks about the pattern of leaving and cleaving and becoming one flesh, this was ultimately the design that God provided for a proper foundation within a marriage. Think about it like this, and we're going to wrap it up. If you and your spouse were trying to make a decision, and you all are talking through it, and then you have father-in-law over here talking in your ear, then you have mother-in-law over here talking in your ear, and now it's a conversation that had two sides in terms of opinion, in terms of thought, in terms of feeling. But now when these two, the outside parties get brought in, now this goes from now two perspectives to now six perspectives, right? So this can create confusion. This can create frustration. And this ultimately can knock us off our game, y'all. Knock us off our game. So this is why when the Bible talks about for this reason, the man shall leave his father and mother. The text says the man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. Okay. So father, mother over here, we're leaving and then joining to wife over here. And they shall become one flesh. You understand? Y'all are catching the drift. You're catching the drift. So at the end of the day, family, be encouraged, right? Be encouraged because marriage is a beautiful thing. It's God's design. And the way that we all can really benefit from marriage is by living it God's way because he designed it, all right? So family, look, we're about to take a quick commercial break. Then we're going to come back. I got a few things I want to hit on, and then we're going to get into a guided meditation. I wanted to walk y'all through this. Going to try something new, going to try something different. And I want to hear what y'all's thoughts are after this quick commercial break. All right, family, go ahead, hit that subscribe button if you're not subscribed to the channel. And if you're encouraged by this content, you appreciate this content, man, you can feel free to hit the dollar sign over there on the right, and you can drop a love offering. But all right, family, this is Speaker Success in the Morning. We're 14 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Looking for timeless pieces that make a statement? Discover the Jewelry Department, where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas. All right, family. All right, all right, all right. Back with Speaking Success in the Morning. All right, so there's a few things I want to share with y'all. Like I was saying before, I was scrolling last night. And this is what we came across. I found a few things. Where we at? So first and foremost, man, one thing that we can never deny is just I don't want to say artistry, but the forward thinking of a gentleman by the name of Aubrey, okay? Many people have their feelings about him, but y'all, check this out. Check this out about Drake, and look what Drake is doing right now in these streets. Let's play this audio, okay? Oh, hold up.
Launches his official store on Amazon called Drake's Warehouse. It's the first time his merchandise has ever been available on the platform, spanning over 30 new items. It's clearly designed to build hype around his new project, Iceman, but why Amazon? This partnership gives Drake access to the fulfillment and promotional reach, plus convenience for his fans. So bundles have been around for decades and have changed.
Okay, so look, he's letting us know that Drake is shifting to Amazon Music because he's already one of the most popular streamers on Spotify, et cetera, et cetera. So this gentleman is giving a breakdown and you showing how Travis Scott leverages the same platform
and merchandise in the sale for it to count. Now, Drake doesn't have a physical album attached to these sales, at least yet, but I don't think that's what he's after. He wants to win over Amazon Music, which has 80 million listeners worldwide, which is about 11% of the global streaming market. Now, you might say 11% is small compared to Spotify, Apple Music, or YouTube, but Drake already dominates on Apple Music and Spotify, so why not take over a market share no one is paying attention to? Since Amazon has already won the game for
Amazon, already got the fulfillment set up, they'll kick out the products and everything like that.
Then the biggest artist in the world, Drake.
So, hey y'all, Drake, this is a business move. This is a business move. We know he's popular. We know some people like him, some people hate him, whoop de whoop. Either way, the man knows business, okay? The man knows business and the boy is clearly expanding. All right? So, just wanted to hit y'all, share that with y'all, and then also y'all check this out. Howard University alumna launches Charlotte-based AI app connecting diners, food creators, and restaurants. I like it. Here we go. Says Harvard University, yep. This is called the Trody app, an AI-based app for food and travel enthusiasts. Okay, based in Charlotte, the platform helps users share their restaurant experiences while providing restaurant marketing insights and access to a creator marketplace. Oh, I like the fact that it added a creator marketplace. It's pretty cool. Since onboarding more than 70 restaurants and 30 creators, Trody has positioned itself as the first AI-powered social commerce platform that connects influencer content directly to real-world diner behavior. Might need to get on the platform. Davis recently won $4,000 at the Baddies in Tech AI Pitch Competition to support the app's launch and its pre-seed fundraising goal of $500,000. Okay, shout out to her. Okay, shout out to Sister Davis. Love to see that. Love to see that. And y'all, as we are getting ready to transition into, well, as the U.S. Open has been going on and different, and you know, we've seen Coco and Naomi go head to head. I just wanted to play this clip really quick because this like touched my heart and it was pretty emotional. Just in response to Naomi's return to playing after she became a mother. I just want to pull this one clip and I'm going to play it right now.
But some people say she ended my career, but but for me, it feels like she started my career. I would hope that my return to the sport is a love letter for moms. Some people
say, man, oh my goodness, that will mess you up, okay? That'll mess you up a little bit right there. And I mean, I just wanted to share that because y'all, there are so many, not only women, but also mothers, right? I had the opportunity when I was at the airport, where was it? DFW, maybe, I don't know when it was. And I had the opportunity to see a young lady who was a part of the WNBA and she was traveling with her baby. I was like, oh wow, this is. I mean, it's one of those things that you might not think about or might not consider, but there are women out here who are mothering. There are women out here who are wives, and yeah, they're still out here competing, and they're still out here having whole careers, as they should. So y'all, let's be very careful what we're saying about these people, what we're saying about these women, what we're saying about these mothers. Because at the end of the day, it's not your job, it's not my job, not anybody else's job to say why, like what you should be doing, and your career is over. Like that's cold blooded. I ain't a fan. Okay, I am not a fan of that. But this is something that we really should look into, right? According to Black Millionaires, a teacher shortage in Gary, Indiana has led to the city to hire virtual school teachers. A third of teachers in Gary, Indiana don't have a real teacher's license, and their temporary license expired. This is relevant for me because I was a teacher, and I was one of those teachers, y'all, that I did not have my certification either. You understand me? Did not have my teacher certification either. But I was still committed to the youth. Towards the tail end, they were really frustrating me, and I was like, man, I could turn in my badge, I could drop my keys off, I would be done, and I'd be out of here. But I want to share this because why? Because right here, the Gary Community School District is turning to virtual teachers to help manage a shortage, right, of licensed educators. This is a decision that sparked mixed reactions to fill the gap. And the district is working with Proximity, a company that provides online instructors, a strategy also being used in other parts of the country. Y'all, more than 4,000 students this district serves, which is only a small number, being taught by virtual teachers as of Thursday. And where is it? So some families were aware that this might happen before the school year began. Parent Nina Burton told NBC Chicago she knew her children could end up with virtual teachers, but wasn't overly concerned. The main issue was the uncertainty of what to expect. My kids are flexible and well supported, so if they had to take some time online classes, we would be prepared to step in and guide them. So far, that hasn't been necessary. Okay, so this is some parents that are in this position and some parents who can step in and help them navigate and different things like that, but at the end of the day, y'all, this is why teaching is so important. And this is why I know they do the call for Black teachers, Black male teachers, Black women teachers. Because, man, our kids just need guidance. Our kids need our stories. Our kids need our experience. Our kids need to hear what real life is like before they get into, you know, getting jobs and before they go into interviews. They need people sharing experience and being real and being honest with them before we even get to that point. Okay. So I want to hit those few stories, y'all. We're about to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. Then when we come back, we're going to do a brief guided meditation this morning. And I'm excited about it. So go there with me. Y'all, we're currently 23 minutes after the hour. This is Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'll see you after this quick commercial break.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best.
All right, family. All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to Speaker Success in the Morning. We're currently 24 minutes after the hour. Like I said, man, I want to walk y'all through this guided meditation because you all are the successors, right? And we appreciate you all coming out every single morning, rocking with us, or even those who catch the replay. And feel free, Feel free to drop in the comments. Replay, if you're a replay watcher, would love to be able to, comment and engage with you, and also just show love, because you have come in and you've rocked out with us and you've shown love as well. But now we're going to go ahead and transition into this guided meditation. So you're going to hear a track in the background. Okay. Don't be alarmed, but just allow yourself to be relaxed. Okay. So go and hear a little bit of the track in the back. Not too much, but you will hear it. And y'all, let's go ahead and get transitioned. Let's go ahead and transition. So the first thing you're going to want to do is, if you're not driving, you're going to want to get yourself to a good, quiet, and comfortable space, right? You're going to need just about 10 minutes. So be sure to let yourself find that quiet and find that comfortable place to where you can either lay down. You can lay down on your back, or you can just have your feet flat on the floor like you're doing a sit-up, right? So get in that position or posture, or even you can be in the position or posture to where you're just sitting straight in the chair, but your feet are flat and you want to do whatever is most comfortable for you. But make sure that you find that place to where you can be undisturbed for the next 10 minutes, right? To where you can now take some time to invest some time into you relaxing, taking some time to you investing time to creating the space and the place to where you can be free and you can see your mind, find your mind in the optimal state of mental performance. And y'all, right now we're going to get ready to follow this four-step process. And this is a four-step process that's called ball meditation, because you're going to breathe, you're going to affirm, and then you're going to do some self-talk training. And then you're going to look back and then look forward. And I'm going to guide you through this process, and we're going to go ahead and get into it now. So to begin, I want you to go ahead, and I want you to gently close your eyes, and I want you to bring awareness and attention to your breath. As you inhale, breathing nice and deeply through your nose, you're going to hold it for a count of six, and then exhale for eight. Right? So inhale. One, two, three, four, five, six. Hold it. One, two. And then exhale for six. What, eight? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And as this time, we're going to focus on one day, one moment, 1 minute at a time, right? I want you just to allow yourself to just be present in this moment, one breath at a time, right? And I want you to allow yourself to sink into this present moment. I don't want you to focus on anything that you have to do later. I don't want you to focus on any of your responsibilities. I don't want you to focus on you carrying your past. I want you just to focus on sinking into this present moment of time as you continue to focus on your breathing. In through your nose, out through your mouth, okay? And now we're gonna do a quick body scan. And this is going to help you elicit even more relaxation. So when you hear me say the number five, I want you just to begin to put your awareness into your toes, the balls of your feet, the arches of your feet, your ankles, your Achilles, your calves, and your shins as they release and as they let go. And with the number four, I then want you to put awareness into your knees, your quads, your hamstrings, your hips, your whole lower body. Just release, relax, and let go. And with the number three, I want you to put your awareness into your lower back, your mid back, your upper back, your abs, your obliques, your ribs, your chest, your whole torso. Just allow yourself to release, relax, and let go. And with the number two, I want you to put awareness into your traps, your shoulders, your biceps, your triceps, your elbows, forearms, and your fingers. And with the number one, I want you to bring the awareness of the back of your neck, the back of your head, your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, your lips, and gently part your lips and allow your tongue just to hang in your mouth as a complete and total body relaxation, right? And allow the centering to take place over what you are feeling and allowing you to be more relaxed. Right? You become better. You might feel better. You might feel more relaxed. You might want to become. And now we're at the part of our training to where we're going to transition into the affirmation and into the self-talk of our training. Okay? And please repeat the following phrases after me. And there's no need to say them out loud, but you can say them inside, right? You can say them to yourself with confidence, say them with conviction, and say them strong with internal belief. And say each statement three times with a long enough pause that I'm going to give you to repeat it to yourself. Let's begin. I control what I can control, and I let go of what I can't. I control what I control, and I let go of what I can't. I control what I control, and I let go of what I can't. I compete with confidence, energy, and big body language. I compete with confident energy and big body language. I compete with confident energy and big body language. I prepare and perform in the present. I prepare and perform in the present. I prepare and I perform in the present. And now I want you to bring that awareness back to the triangle between the tip of your nose in the corner of your mouth as you inhale. Let it be nice and deep through your nose. And then exhale through your mouth. And now I want you to look back at a moment in time when you were your most joyous self. I want you to look back in a moment in time to where you were at your highest moment of happiness, of peace, and you were in a spot, in a state to where you were truly living and enjoying that moment of your life. And now as you're visualizing and as you're in that moment, I want you to see, I want you to feel, I want you to enjoy and embrace it. What did you notice about your body language? What was your self-talk? Where were you? What was the weather like? What were those moments that gave you the most joy, the most excitement, the most satisfaction? I want you to really pay attention, and I want you to notice what that really felt like. Because when you're at your best, most joyous, recall that previous time. And I want you to see it with your own eyes. I want you to see what it felt like. I want you to embrace it. And I want you to see it from an external perspective, like you're watching it on TV or from behind the scenes. And play it forward. And seeing it from different angles as we count down. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now take another full deep breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. So in, hold, exhale through your mouth. Now I want you to look forward to that next time where you can have that same level of excitement. I want you to look forward to that next time to where you can have that level of joy. I want you to be able to feel that energy. And I want you to bring that into the next space and the next place to where you are your best self. Where you're at your optimal peak. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Now bring your awareness and attention back to your breath as you inhale. And as you exhale, let yourself relax and enjoy this last moment of time as this concludes your mental imagery meditation this morning. Ah, family, family, family. If you're just tapping in with Speak Your Success in the Morning, we're currently 38 minutes after the hour, just coming out of our mental imagery meditation. I wanted to try something different this morning. Wanted to just bring something new for our Wellness Wednesday. Here we do every single Wednesday on Speak Your Success in the Morning. And y'all, I hope you enjoyed it. If you just caught the tail end, I would encourage you to go back, and I would encourage you just to listen to the episode and check it out and walk through the meditation. And allow yourself to be able to benefit from doing just that. Family, we're about to take a really quick commercial break. Then we're going to come back. And then I'm going to give us the final word for today here on Speak Your Success in the Morning. Don't touch that dial. All right. Speak Your Success. We're here. We're coming at you. Peace. Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started.
All right, family. All right. We're currently 40 minutes after the hour. Speak your success in the morning. Just want to remind you all. So the channel has recently been monetized. If y'all are enjoying this content and you're watching on YouTube, you're streaming on YouTube, on the right hand side, you should see a little envelope, which looks like it has a dollar sign by it. Feel free to drop a love offering in the bucket. We appreciate all the support as we're continuing to grow this platform, grow this media network. And ultimately, y'all, we're just continuing to find new innovative ways to pour into you all, right? To pour into, to give back, and ultimately to serve and support. And that's why this morning I want to do the guided meditation, because I gave y'all a sneak peek, okay? I gave y'all a sneak peek because I'm actually getting ready to go to a school and actually walk them through a guided meditation for their student athletes. And, you know, they paid me, cover my airfare and everything like that for me to come out there and do that, but y'all got the benefit because y'all are the successors, so y'all get the sneak peek. But family, the final word that I want to leave with you all here today. First, before we get into that, I want to let you know we got Law Talk tomorrow with attorney Fred Jones, and that's every Thursday where we bring on my father, and he's a licensed attorney. He's a barred attorney. So we bring him on, and we share different news cases and things like that, and he breaks it down for us to where we can understand and to where we can get a feel and a gist of what it means, what's happening in the world from a legal perspective. All right. So shout out to my dad for coming through. And that is attorney Fred Jones. So looking forward to having him on. And then we have Fun Friday, where every Friday we like to kick back, relax, have a little bit of fun. But family, the final word that I have for you all today is protect your peace. Okay. Protect your peace. If it costs you your peace, then it's too expensive. Remember that if anything costs you your peace, a boy, a girl, a man, a woman, a relationship, a goal, a job, whatever, if it costs you your peace, it's far too expensive for you. So you don't want to do nothing with that. Don't want to deal with that. Okay, family, that's the final word I got for you. And always remember, family, please remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other